This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The historic Hollywood writers' strike is over. The actors' strike is not. And if actors aren't acting, all kinds of other TV and film workers are also out of a job. Set builders can't build, editors can't edit. According to the latest jobs report, employment in the motion picture and sound recording industry has declined by some 45,000 jobs since May. LAist's Robert Garova has more.
Greg Gilday is a welder and set builder. He makes spaceships for a living. Not real ones, but the ones like you can see in the new Star Wars Ahsoka series.
One must destroy in order to create.
But right now, Gilday feels like he's fighting a battle in a galaxy not so far away. Because of the Hollywood stalemate, Gilday has been out of work for months.
I've dug into my savings quite extensively and still have about $27,000 in debt that I did not have at the end of April, which is the last time I worked.
He supports the strikers, but the work stoppage is hitting him and thousands of others hard. The Entertainment Community Fund said it's been distributing up to $700,000 each week in emergency grants for struggling workers. Keith McNutt is with the nonprofit and says the strike came just as many workers were still financially recovering from the pandemic.
And people, I think, were just starting to rebuild their reserves, their savings for a rainy day, and it started raining before people were ready.
In some cases, workers have had to get creative to pay the bills. For the past couple of months, they've held swap meets where prop masters, makeup artists, and costume designers can sell personal belongings. Film editor Deandra Luzon was one of some 70 vendors who showed up to sell.
It was really great to see the camaraderie with all of us that are being impacted and just how special that was.
Luzon says she made $1,800 selling off DVDs from her prized Criterion collection, a Darth Vader nutcracker she bought in Germany, and a special doll she'd wanted to keep in the family.
It was a little sad with some of the things. Like I got rid of a Cynthia doll from Rugrats. I was like, well, when I have a girl someday, I'll give her, like, you know, that doll. I don't think that's the extent that we should have to go to survive. I don't think it should ever go here.
Mostly out of work since November, Luzon says she's gone through her savings, brought in a roommate, and started driving for Uber to make ends meet. In Los Angeles, I'm Robert Garova for Marketplace.